This is bird note. What does it take to photograph the essence of a bird? Here's photographer and naturalist Paul Banik.
A few years ago, I wanted to photograph the great gray owl. So I went to northern Minnesota. So I went out one morning before the sun had risen and watched great gray owls hunting. And I found one owl that was in a particularly photogenic place. And I watched that owl, where it flew to, where it perched. How did it come looking for prey? After watching that one morning, I was prepared to come out the next morning. So I went out before sunrise, and it was probably about 5 a.m. It was probably about minus 30 degrees. And it was snow with a pretty thick crust. And I trudged through the snow in the dark until I got to the place that I thought would give me the best chance of photographing that bird. And then I waited, and I waited probably for about 3 hours, knowing I couldn't move. Then I spotted the bird, and the bird started moving through the meadow. And my heart was racing as I saw the bird actually using the perches that I saw it using the day before. And finally, that bird launched, and it launched the way I hoped it would. It launched towards me. It pursued a vole under the snow. It stopped. It paused. It looked at me, and I got the sequence of shots I wanted.
This bird is one of several featured in Paul Banik's book, The Owl and the Woodpecker, Encounters with North America's Iconic Birds. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org.